This is a preview of my Patreon podcast, House of Heretics. If you like what you hear, please become a monthly subscriber on Patreon, and you will unlock this episode and many more. There is a link in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening. I have hit record. Hello, my kittens. Welcome to House of Heretics, the podcast where Timothy and I drink coffee and talk about bullshit for your listening pleasure. As always, we record this live on Friday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern time. All patrons are welcome to join us. However, I expect this Friday, this weekend, everyone is at SatanCon. So we have the non-SatanCon goers in chat today. We are the left behind. And so also, I have to thank the latest patrons who have signed up over the past 30 days, and they are Cor Davinus, Samael, Wiebke, JR, Bane Athane, Chris C, Stuart, Ian, JPeth, Mick, and Tobias. Thank you all so much. You are keeping my content creation addiction fueled so that I will continue to pour untold thousands of hours into this all-consuming hobby. All right, how are you, Schnookums?
Hey, I'm okay. Got the coffee steeping right now. It's not quite ready to pour. Got another 2 minutes before I can pour it, but nice. I'll be okay until then.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay. So there's been a lot of hot conversation going on in my Discord lately. Have you noticed?
I am the type of person on your Discord who loves the memes.
You just live in the meme channel. That's perfect. That is the way to do Discord. That's the way to do all social media, honestly. Except when the meme channel becomes the troll channel. Like, except when the meme channel explodes into 4chan and, you know, destroys the entire internet with QAnon. That's when the meme channel is not a positive force in the world. But otherwise, you're doing it right.
Well, and then every once in a while, I'll post stuff over in the ex-evangelicals side, and maybe one or two people will say something, but it's not happening over there. It's the it's the place to stay away from the turmoil, I guess, that's in your Discord. Not your Discord. It is all your Discord, but in the whatever. Are you talking about the Thunderdome?
Content. Well, so Thunderdome is the debate channel.
Right.
And it gets rollicking in there sometimes. Like, here's my policy. I have a very hands-off moderation policy. And who gets banned is determined by how much of a headache you cause me. So, like, that at the end of the day is the ultimate, that is the ultimate determination of who gets banned in my Discord server, is how much do you fucking ruin my day? How much do you stress me out and cause my day to just fall apart because I had a fuck ton of things to do and I haven't gotten to any of them because I was so busy, you know, having to respond to a dumpster fire on my Discord. That is what determines whether someone gets banned or not in the server. But I have a very hands-off policy, and the Thunderdome is the debate channel. And as long as people follow the community guidelines, no slurs, no personal attacks, they can debate whatever they want. And it can get as vicious as they want it to, as long as it's in the correct channel. You're entering the rink, you're entering the fight club, and whatever feelings you have, that might get hurt, you are doing so at your own peril, and it is on you. That is my policy with Discord.
Right. And I can barely recall how the very few amount of people that you've actually outright kicked out. So, I
There've
mean, the
been two or there've only been two or three. It's been
exactly.
it, it's
Yeah.
been I've it I started the Discord server in 2020, and I can count on one hand the number of people I've banned. So I am advertising this to the entire internet that if you really want to fuck up a Discord server, could then come on to mine.
Right. Well, I mean, even in the group, I don't do a Discord server, but on Facebook, I have this group for people who are somehow associated with the Salvation Army and are progressive. And even among that group, it's very rare, but at the same time, we will get the occasional person who somehow sneaks through
Yep.
and is wanting to be on a self-righteous rant, which basically means they're a troll and they want to say, "Oh, you guys are all going to hell." It's like, okay, time for you to go bye-bye.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. I mean, and the
and it
thing
doesn't
is,
happen too often, honestly.
I am totally okay with people being in my server who think that I'm wrong about absolutely every single thing. That's fine. That's
Right.
healthy. You know, I think that as long as they're able to follow the community guidelines. I don't care if people think that I am profoundly wrong. And I think that it's probably healthy for the community to have those antibodies, to develop that those kinds of antibodies where it can handle strong disagreement. Like, you know,
Yeah.
people who are, you know, we have some COS people, Church of Satan people in there who think we're completely full of shit, that we are.
Hello.
Oh, can you hear me?
Did you just freeze?
Oh.
Yeah, there he went.
Oh, here I am.
Yes, you went frozen there for a bit.
Can you hear me now? Yeah, and then it kicked me off, and now I'm back.
Yeah, it was like mid-rant there and
Okay. Well, I will do some stitching together in post before I send this out.
Yeah, and nobody in chat could hear what you were saying either.
Okay. Could you tell me where my mid rant left off?
Oh goodness. You were saying that anybody could come
Oh
into
yeah.
the chat and talk as much as you want and about that, and it's very open for everybody, and then it went silent.
Yeah, I mean there are even some Church of Satan people in there who think that TSTers are just, you know, social justice warrior, satanic LARPers. And there are people who think that TST are crypto fascists. I mean, there's the whole range. And I am okay with people thinking that I'm wrong about everything, as long as they just do so while following the community guidelines. And I think it's
Right.
healthy to have those antibodies within a
And
community.
for the most part, okay, now this is going to sound funny though, because lots of times I will go over to your Discord channel when I want a modicum of peace.
Good.
So.
I'm so glad. No, I mean, ironically, it's a very chill environment. Ironic, somehow it manages to be a very chill, respectful environment. And I'm not entirely sure why that is, especially in comparison to some other satanic places, which are not chill.
Right.
Okay, so speaking of Discord servers, speaking of the Discord community, there's been a lot of discussion on there lately about my recent work and a recent interview I did with John Moorhead, called A Guide for Embracing Contamination, and then a recent article that I wrote re kind of reflecting on that called Resist Purity. And I have to say, of all the pushback that I've gotten, I think this is the most surprising. I expect people to push back on some interviews and topics that I cover. When I write about J.K. Rowling, I expect some strong feelings because it's J.K. Rowling, of course. She's a very complex figure, and I think that she's done some things that hurt a lot of people. I expect pushback on my Richard Reeves interview. I expect pushback on my Jonathan Rauch interview. I expect pushback on my Helen Lewis interview. I do not expect pushback on John Moorhead. John is like the sweetest, nicest, gentlest Christian I've, except, you know, I like you too. You're a nice Christian too. but he's one of the sweetest and most respectful people I know, not just Christians I know, but people I know. Like, and his skills at talking across divides that he has cultivated, and the skills of respect that he has developed for communicating with people who aren't like him and existing in spaces that might be antagonistic to him are just incredibly admirable. Like, I really, really respect the guy. Mm-hmm. Of all the people to trigger something of a strong pushback in my Discord server, I did not expect it to be John Moorhead. So here's a question. When I say, and when people like John Moorhead say, that contact with people who are not like you is important, and that's like the basic thesis of so much of my stuff. That's why the show is called Sacred Tension. It's about entering those liminal spaces. That's been my shtick for over a decade. Like, that's okay, my brand.
Now,
so
I know,
but my question,
I know what you mean.
But my question is, what do you hear when I say contact with people who aren't like us is important?
For me personally, it just means being exposed to different ideas and different concepts from other cultures, other points of view, and that how that would be beneficial to maybe not necessarily condoning, but understanding somebody from a different point of view and why they may or may not have that worldview that is different from you. And with that understanding, to be able to live in peace with each other.
Yeah.
That's what I understand by it.
I think that's basically it. Also, you know me quite well. So, you know, you would.
Yes.
If you gave an inaccurate answer, it's like, ooh, I need to take this back to the drawing board ASAP.
No, I mean, now here's another thing. You mentioned a word there, and maybe for that you just threw it out there. And your audience knows exactly what you mean by that. But when you say liminal, what do you mean by that?
Yeah. So when I say liminal, I use the word liminal in the way that John uses liminal, which is it's a space in which neither of us are necessarily comfortable. So it's the, you know, it's like the meeting place at the train tracks where you, metaphorically speaking, where I, an atheist and a Satanist and an evangelical Christian, can both deliberately meet in a space that is vulnerable and uncomfortable for both of us. It's a place that isn't home for either of us.
Right.
That's kind of what I mean. And it is deeply uncomfortable. And I think that some people have kind of an uncanny valley disgust response to it, right? There is this there is this eeriness and discomfort and sometimes profound revulsion to meeting people there, right? But it is my, I'm not saying everyone has to do it, but it is my thing that I do.
I totally understand. And what I'm getting at, though, also with this, is liminal, I think, means like threshold. It's like, so if I understand the etymology of that word, it's like that it's neither inside nor outside. It's that threshold area of a door frame.
That's right.
That you're going across and you're meeting right there. So it's not quite inside, not quite outside.
That's right.
When I haven't taken, and I'll be honest, I haven't taken a look at all the I did a cursory look at the discussion there because I mean, there's no way for me to dive into that because it had already gone to a state where it's past all that. But from what I view, I wasn't looking so much at the discussion as the reaction to it.